USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Hurricane Dorian continues to move parallel along the coast of Florida, blasting sections with heavy rain and high winds. There are tropical storm gusts being felt across the central part of Florida's east coast as Dorian tracks to the north. Officials across the state, including areas close to the Florida-Georgia line, aren't taking any chances.
Stay off of the beach. Don't drive around if you don't have to. This is not the time for sightseeing.
Jacksonville Mayor Lenny Curry says anyone in an evacuation zone is asked to leave and can take advantage of shelters across the county.
More than 500 evacuees are utilizing our 12 shelter locations.
Dorian was a Category 5 storm when it stalled nearly 2 days over the Bahamas, wrecking both Abaco and Grand Bahama. Some 13,000 homes have been heavily damaged or destroyed. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
In the wake of three recent mass shootings, Walmart has changed its policies. They announced that their stores will stop selling short barrel and handgun ammunition. That includes .223 and 5.56 caliber ammo, commonly used in what people refer to as assault rifles. Walmart will continue to sell what they have in stock, but when it runs out, they will sell no more. The company is also asking people to refrain from open carrying in their stores. The search continues for more missing people killed by a boat fire off the Southern California coast. Santa Barbara County Sheriff Bill Brown says rescue efforts have ended.
Sadly, no additional survivors have been found. An additional 16 victims were located in yesterday afternoon's efforts and were brought back to our coroner's bureau. This makes in total 20 victims who have been recovered.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
Chicago's mayor and a U.S. senator from Texas engage in a Twitter feud over gun violence. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
The Windy City Mayor Lori Lightfoot blasting Senator Ted Cruz for using her city as an example of why gun control is not the answer to gun violence in America. Cruz tweeting on Monday that gun control doesn't work, referring to a Breitbart News article breaking down the number of shootings in Chicago over Labor Day weekend. The Texas Republican said disarming law-abiding citizens isn't the answer. Lightfoot fired back on Twitter saying 60% of illegal firearms recovered in Chicago come from outside Illinois, mostly from states dominated by what she referred to as coward Republicans like Cruz, who refuse to enact common-sense gun legislation. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The UK's Royal Mail Service is announcing a new line of stamps centered around Elton John. The stamps show Elton John performing live, along with album covers, including Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. Postcards, stamp books, and frame stamp sheets are also available. On Twitter, Royal Mail said, "The Elton John collection salutes one of the biggest selling and most influential artists in the history of popular music. John is the second musician to receive a stamp collection, following David Bowie in 2017. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.